Dear Jane, walking through the halls of your literary sanctuary, I was inspired by your writing. You never minced a single word. Your confidence on the page is truly awe-inspiring. My dearest Emma was born from the proposals of your novel, Emma. I'm of a similar age to her, and like her, I have no intention of marrying yet. I simply do not feel I need a man to complete my goals, but it is my life to live on my own autonomy. I wonder if you felt a similar emotion in your life. Your heroines often had a traditionally happily ever after in marriage, and you clearly knew of romance, yet you never said I do. Typically, marriage and romance focuses on the male, their desires, connections, and ultimately his name ownership over the bride. Although in Emma's case, she and Mr. Knightley's relationship is built on support. Her feminine empowerment comes from the fact she does not need to give up her position in society, nor her wealth and importance. My dearest Emma takes influence from the language you use, reappropriating it for a modern audience. By rereading the proposal, I intend to bring it to life through its words, as well as changing the comprehension used in voices, projection, and text. Read in a female voice, the proposal takes on new meanings from a traditional gender role, as well as bringing in private moment to public. The imagery swirls, representing the failed and complicated proposal of Mr. Elton, as well as reflecting emotion that Emma goes through, not necessarily needing or wanting marriage until she's ready and ultimately falls in love. Thank you for opening your home and your work to us. Sincerely, Chelsea Ann Salter.